Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. This one, part two of To Be Decided on my commentary analysis of the John Abramson interview off Joe Rogan Experience. I could not recommend that too highly. Another thing that John says, being in litigation, is that he points to some certain drug that where there was a massive fine. I think it was against Pfizer. And he says, so Joe says, well, so what did they do wrong? And, you know, what was the situation? And John Abramson says, well, I know, but I can't tell you. Okay, so this points to what I'm aware of, having worked in the public sector. Negotiation when you don't have to. You know, not playing hardball when you can and you should. So this was literally, you guys have done something so bad that we need to, you need to have to be fined billions of dollars. But we don't want your reputation to be hurt in a specific way. So we're going to go ahead and negotiate like it's a non-disclosure agreement. And I just don't understand why government, when it's in the strong position, has to be so namby-pamby, soft skills. I've seen it in my public sector work where I have found victories and then my victories are given away. And I'm talking something as simple as finding whether or not a company is obligated to do that after all. And then leadership says, well, I know Tyson found that they're obligated, but we don't want to argue that and we'll give them new money anyway. It's just amazing to me. But understand, folks, when you believe that government is the answer, that this is another, it's like built in. I think it might be just that even if you're not the type of person who would normally give in that way, once you're in the entity that is not looking for the bottom line and really playing hardball about the bottom line, whether it's because you don't care about it, I'm sorry, if you're in the entity that cares about the bottom line, you just play a different game. You have harder, you do not step back as quick as the entity that does not care about the bottom line. And so, I don't know, you're more likely to ask for that negotiation, even if you have no position. You're being fined billions for how much you apparently had incredible damages on some fashion, and the terms and even the facts are not allowed for the public. Now, how is that regulatory agency serving us? They have the strongest position. It's as simple as this. You don't get to non-disclose when you've been punished. Plain and simple. And when people go, well, what about the small? I mean, I am not one of those class warfare guys. I just see where corruption happens. But if the argument were to be made, wait a second, if you can be caught with alleged child porn, and I'm not supporting child porn, to be clear, but on the but and then your community gets told and you're on that list forever, but someone can do something so egregious that who's supposed to be supplying solutions to people's health problems, and it's so egregious that they are fined billions, they don't, the details don't get told, the dirty laundry, their dirty laundry is not put out, really? It's a massive problem, and it's kind of mind-blowing. Oh, I've seen the pages. It's just that for some reason, the insane people are running the asylum, and when they get punished, they get to say, oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to punish us like that. We'll pay you. You know, we'll pay $4 billion after we've made $12 billion off the product. We'll pay the $4 billion, but don't you dare let people know the details of what we did. All right. Well, that's part two from interesting points and analysis made in the John Abramson interview of Joe Rogan Experience. Again, highly recommended. I'm just kind of biting off little points of emphases out of that interview. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.